Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you doing there, Tom?
Real good.
You ever heard of capons?
Capons?
Yeah.
That's something you eat.
Yeah, capon chicken.
Yeah. They're little black balls.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a big bird.
Capons. I'm thinking of capers.
Yeah, you're thinking of capers.
Yeah. Capons? Capons is when you take capers and put them in gray poupon. Now, what are capons?
Capons or...
Batman, you got your cape on?
Wow! 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 Oh, sorry.
Sorry?
What are these guys?
What are capons? I just pulled the headset out. Don't talk.
Hello?
Don't talk. I pulled my headset out. Oh, God. I broke my headset. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Don't talk right now. Oh, it's busted. Where are the different pieces? Hello? Where'd all the pieces of my headset go? Oh, dear God. All right, we're going to have to do the old over and out, because I'm going to turn my microphone off, so I'm going to say over when I'm done talking, and you say over when you're done talking. Okay, Jim, go ahead, over.
10-4. Capons are just a big breed of a chicken. They're around 7 to 8, 9 pounds, and they're a good holiday bird. A lot of people have them for Thanksgiving, Christmas. They're like a small turkey. Over.
Well, I sure as hell don't plan on killing my birds and eating them. These are my friends. These are my brothers, or sisters, I guess, in this case. But I'm just having their eggs. I can't imagine, now that I've gotten to know them and love them, I can't imagine lopping their heads off. Over.
10-4. Affirmative on that. I wouldn't do that either if I had the regular chickens that you got, Rhode Island Reds and whatnot. They're a good bird. They're fun to be around. Kids like them. Over.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I imagine it's a lot easier if you don't know the animal. That's why hunting is so popular. You get out in the woods and you don't know this creature from Adam. It's a lot easier to pull the trigger than if they're hanging with you and the family for a couple of years. Over.
K4K519er. I like to think that you don't have any foxes around here. Are you out in the country? Over.
Hell no, I'm a city boy. These freaking birds are in the middle of the Midway in an industrial wasteland. Trucks everywhere. Over.
Over on that. You got to watch out for then coyotes, rodents like that. Coyotes, raccoons. You got pretty good chicken goat. Roger. Over.
Well, I'll tell you, the big predator is a Cooper hawk, or what they call a chicken hawk. Comes around quite frequently, but these chickens are smart. They group together as a fivesome, and as a group of five huddled together, they look pretty, they look like trouble. They look like they're going to be, there will be a war, like that hawk isn't necessarily going to win. Consequently, there hasn't been any feathers flying, but this hawk comes around, sits on top of the coop, and stares inside. And that's the only predator I've seen thus far, though we do have raccoons in the neighborhood, but they're nocturnal, and at night the chickens are pretty much locked away and in the coop. It's only by day that they're walking around the yard. Over.
10-4 on the over. About 3 years ago, I was out in the great room, and my wife was in the kitchen, and I hollered at her. I said, "Deb, come on, get out here." I said, "There's a parrot in our backyard, just a 20 below outside." Okay, that's the big, macaw. And all of a sudden, this Cooper hawk come down out of nowhere and just demolished this macaw, parrot, and orange, yellow, green, green, blue, blue feathers were everywhere. My wife thought I had a little too much to drink at 8:00 in the morning, hitting the coffee a little too hard. Over.
Well, I hear you there. I remember one time stopping up at the cabin and finding turkey feathers in an area about 20 feet by 20 feet, and just turkey feathers everywhere, and wondering what kind of a battle I missed and what the heck that all looked like. Over.
Yeah, that's probably a couple of coyotes snuck up on it. You know, the turkeys ain't the sharpest knife in a drawer. Over.
Well, I just, at that point, wished I had one of those cameras that are activated by movement. I would like to have something like that set up in the woods around there to see just what the heck happens when I'm not around. Over.
Yeah, 10-4 on the over. Yeah, I'm surprised you brought Cooper Hawks. They're probably one of the, they are the most aggressive hawks in there. And one of the fastest. K4, K5, seeking ground clearance. Over.
Well, as you can hear, that piano music is signaling the end of the hour, but I have appreciated talking with you, and I'm going to have to shut her down here and give you the old over and out.
10-4, K4, K5, have a good night.
Okay, thank you. This entire program's kaputsky. My headset's busted. I hope this isn't somebody else's, because this is never going to work again, this thing. I don't know what I did. I got to let it out of hand. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis, coming up on Saturday morning. You ready? You sleep well now.